Cues up the project at CJSF 90.1 FM radio. Burnaby. Bum, 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 bum.
Beep, 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 beep. Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all our friends.
After shedding their leaves to late autumn winds, all trees but the evergreens stand bare, stretching toward the sky here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination. Where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure. Where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly in the clubhouse kitchen cleaning up after breakfast.
The kitchen table's been wiped clean. No crumbs on the floor or countertop. Everything's in the refrigerator that needs to be. All we have to do is... Guys, I got an idea. Let's take a break and go outside and play. We'll do the dishes later.
Well, that's not what we agreed to with Mom and Dad.
Yeah. But we made breakfast for them.
Yeah, and us. That's the best porridge I've ever had.
Yummy.
And they said we have to clean up after ourselves before we go outside and play.
Ah, but we cleaned everything up.
Yeah, the only thing left to do is the dishes.
Yeah, well, maybe for now we could just leave them in the sink.
In a running when he heard the whistle blow. The postman brought a letter, an airmail from our Joe. It said, I've come back safely from across the ocean blue. Then Pa took off Ma's apron and he hollered out, Yahoo!
Now leave the dishes in the sink. Ma, leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
Pa started in a jiggin', and he cried, Ma, shake a leg. I'm going down the cellar, cause there's cider in the keg. The bologna's in the icebox, there's cheese and pickles too. We'll call in all the neighbors, cause tonight's our night. Yahoo!
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. Ma, leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
Began a fiddling and the dancing was begun. Then Grandpa took his coat off and he yelled, partners, everyone! So each one picked a partner and they counted out one, two. And Ma, she twirled so pretty, they all hollered, Yahoo!
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. Ma, leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate. While they all were dancing, the door flew open wide, and everybody stopped, and Sergeant Joey stepped inside. He shouted out, attention, and everybody knew to bother with the dishes was not the thing to do.
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. I'll leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
Song from Spike Jonze.
Here's your coat, Sam.
Thanks, Jack. So what are we going to do outside in this last day of fall?
Well, I don't know, but we better dress warmly. The thermometer outside the kitchen window says it's 33 degrees.
Ooh. Wow, that's cold.
Well, tomorrow is the first day of winter, Steve.
Yeah, I wonder if it's going to snow.
Well, I don't know.
I wonder who that is coming up our sidewalk. Oh, it's Mr. Tuba, the milkman.
I got it.
Hello, Mr. Tuba.
Hello, Mr. Tuba.
Morning, fellas. Got your milk.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. Didn't want to leave it outside your door today. Might freeze out here. They say it's supposed to warm up later, though. So where are you boys off to in such a hurry? Looks like you got yourself a sink full of dirty dishes.
Yeah, we're supposed to wash them now.
But we decided to take a break and go outside and play first.
Yeah.
Well, fellas, let me share with you the same advice my daddy gave me when I was a boy your age. And that's to do what's asked of you. It's your responsibility.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of responsibility, I got milk to deliver. Have a nice day now.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
responsibility.
Spelling, please.
R-E-S-P-O-N-S-I-B-I-L-I-T-Y.
Definition, please.
Noun. Person or thing for which one is responsible. Authority and obligation. Synonyms or words that mean the same thing are charge, duty,
I must do this.
Or trust.
No, please don't.
Sentence, please.
Officer O'Reilly here, and it's my responsibility to help keep this community safe. Today I'm going to patrol a teddy bear picnic. You know, keep an eye on it.
If you go down to the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down to the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Every teddy bear who's been good is sure of a treat today. There's lots of marvelous things to eat and wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees where nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please. 'Cause that's the way the teddy bears have their picnic. Picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them, catch them unawares, and see them picnic on their holiday. See them gaily gad about. They love to play and shout, they never have any cares. At 6 o'clock, their mommies and daddies will take them home to bed, because they're tired little teddy bears.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a song from Jerry Garcia and David Grisman. At the top of the news today, a family of bears who had been out for a picnic has returned home to find that someone broke in while they were away, and whoever it was ate their porridge and slept in their beds. Coward O'Sell has the story. Coward.
Coward O'Sell here live on location at the Bear's house. And, Mr. Bear, your comments on this matter.
Well, it was a beautiful fall day. Smashingly good.
Uh-huh.
I take the family out for a stroll. And we come back in here and I can't believe my eyes.
Yes.
The beds are messed up. Food's been eaten. Look over here.
Uh-huh.
Not just the porridge.
Yes.
That's the biggest of the lot. All our biscuits.
Oh.
My chocolate scones.
Oh, those are, yes.
Those are my favorite. I was not happy.
I'm sure you weren't. Yes, this is pretty bad. Mrs. Bear, can you add to this?
Filing a report with the authorities. I've got a lot of cleaning to do. Look at this place. The beds are a complete mess.
It is messed
up. The porridge on the pillows.
Uh-huh.
There's pillows on the table.
Yes.
There's what on the telly?
Porridge on the telly, I think.
Porridge on the telly.
Television, yes.
We've got to get more porridge right away because it's what the cubs like to eat for breakfast.
Your cubs like it. Baby Bear, your comments on this.
I want a better class of porridge now.
Well, there you have it, folks. Three unhappy bears. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Coward. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane.
Thanks, Bob. Well, fall is winding down here in Zucchini Land, and even though the sun is shining, it's a wee bit cold. Not long before we get some snow, and the bears sneak off to hibernate for the winter. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
Story time. Story time. Story time. Story time.
Goldilocks and the Three Bears, from Jim Weiss's Tell Me a Story.
Once upon a time, not as long ago as you might think, there lived a little girl with such long, beautiful, golden hair that everyone called her Goldilocks. She was a very good child in every way, except when it came to sharing. If there was a cake to eat, she always took the piece with the most frosting. If there were pretty ribbons to share, she always took the prettiest for her own dress. And on cold nights, she always took the seat closest to the warm fire and wouldn't give anyone else a turn there. One day, Goldilocks saw a beautiful butterfly circling in the air, and she ran after it, following it right into the woods. There, Goldilocks became lost, wandering about until she came to a clearing in which she saw a charming little house. "What a relief," thought Goldilocks. "Perhaps whoever lives inside can help me find my way home." She approached the front door of the little house and knocked, but no one answered. "Oh, pooh," said Goldilocks. Now what she did not know was this. The little house belonged to a family of bears. Papa Bear, Mama Bear, and little Baby Bear, who was the apple of their eyes. Now, besides all her other talents, Mama Bear was a simply marvelous cook, and she had made them all a batch of her famous porridge, which is sort of like oatmeal, and very delicious if you know how to make it as well as she did. The bears had gone out on a walk while the porridge cooled down, and that was why there was no one home to answer when Goldilocks knocked at their door. "Well, whoever lives here, I'm sure they won't mind if I just go in," thought Goldilocks. "After all, my feet are tired from walking through these woods." So she tried the doorknob, and sure enough, it wasn't locked. In she went. "What a sweet little house," she thought, glancing around at the homey furniture, the fire crackling merrily in the fireplace, and the soft rugs on the floor. If she had looked more closely at the family photos, she would have seen they were pictures of bears. But she didn't. Instead, she said to herself, "Oh, thank goodness there are some chairs for me to sit down on." She walked over to the biggest of the three chairs, which belonged to Papa Bear, although she did not know it, and she sat down. She hardly made a dent on the surface of the chair. "This chair is too hard," said Goldilocks. She got up and tried the middle chair, which of course belonged to Mama Bear, and sank in so far that she had to struggle to get up again. "This chair is too soft," said Goldilocks. Well, that left Baby Bear's chair, and now Goldilocks tried that one. Ah, this one is just right. Unfortunately, she was heavier than Baby Bear, and suddenly the chair broke beneath her, sending her tumbling to the floor. Well, imagine that, said Goldilocks. But just then she noticed the three bowls of porridge set out upon the table, and instantly all she could think about was food. Approaching the table, she picked up a spoon and tried the first bowl, which was the biggest, for it was meant for Papa Bear. Oh! she exclaimed. This porridge is too hot. So then she tried the middle bowl, which was Mama's. No, she said thoughtfully. This porridge is too cold. Then she tried the littlest bowl and exclaimed, this porridge is just right. And Goldilocks ate it all, for she had never learned to share. Then she stretched and yawned and said, Oh, I never realized how tired a walk in the woods could make me feel. I wonder if there's somewhere in this little house where I might lie down for a few minutes. She climbed the wooden stairs, and when she reached the top, she found herself looking at three neatly made beds. She went straight to the first and biggest bed, which belonged to Papa Bear. No, she said, stretching out. This bed is too hard. Then she tried the middle bed, which was Mama Bear's. This bed is too soft. At last she stretched out on Baby Bear's little bed. Ah, this bed is just right. I think I'll just close my eyes for a moment. Or maybe two. But she was so comfortable that she soon fell asleep. Well, a few minutes later, who should come walking out into that little clearing in the woods but the three bears, back from their walk and ready for lunch. They walked up to their house, and Papa Bear politely held the door open for Mama and Baby Bear to enter, then followed them in. And what did they see?
"Someone's been sitting on my chair!" exclaimed Papa Bear.
"Someone's been sitting on my chair!" said Mama Bear.
"Someone's been sitting on my chair and has broken it all to pieces!"
wailed little Baby Bear. Mama turned to comfort him, but just then she and Papa Bear noticed something else.
"Someone's been eating my porridge!" said Papa Bear.
"Someone's been eating my porridge," said Mama Bear.
"Someone's been eating my porridge, and they ate it all up," cried Baby Bear.
Well, no doubt if Goldilocks had only asked them, the three bears would have shared what they had with her. But now they were very upset. They looked all about, but there was no one else to be seen in their downstairs room. So Papa Bear, Mama Bear, and Baby Bear tiptoed quietly upstairs to their bedroom. But when they got there, Papa could not remain quiet.
"Someone has been sleeping in my bed," said Papa Bear.
"Someone has been sleeping in my bed," said Mama Bear.
"And someone has been sleeping in my bed," said Baby Bear. "And there she is still."
Well, their voices woke Goldilocks from her sleep. She opened her eyes, saw three angry bears standing before her, and with a scream, eek, she leaped from the bed, dashed right past the astonished bear family, down the stairs, and out the front door. And she didn't stop running until she had run right out of that forest and into her own mother's arms in their very own house. And from that day on, Goldilocks was careful to take only what she was entitled to, and she shared the rest.
Well, we decided to take Mr. Tuba's advice.
Yeah, besides, we've got all day to go outside and play. Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse. Jack speaking.
Hey, Jack. It's Susan.
Hi. Want to come over and help us do our dishes so we can go outside and play?
That's not really what I had in mind.
That's all right. We're almost done anyway. Steve's washing, Sam's drying, and I'm putting them away. We'll meet you at the swing set in the backyard in 10 minutes. How's that?
Sounds good. Hey, it's kind of nice that there are three of you to help each other out with the stuff you have to do around the house. Sometimes I wish I had a couple of sisters my age to help me with stuff like that. I mean, my baby brother's really too young to do the dishes or take the garbage out. He's just learning to walk.
Yeah, sometimes I forget how nice it is that I have my brothers to help me out with everything.
The quote of the day is...
Many hands make light work.
Okay, Sam, I'll wash and you rinse, all right?
Okay.
All right, and I'll dry.
Yeah, you can share the work. Okay. And you can share your things, too.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Dishes done.
Clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse, Sam speaking.
For quality assurance, this call will be monitored by a telemarketing coach.
Excuse me?
Buongiorno, Sam Zucchini. This is Almost Authentic Sports Goods, and we have something here you might be interested in.
You do?
That's right. Your very own Almost Authentic football, supposedly signed by Zucchini Land Beagles quarterback Mark Formanmeister.
Wow, Mark Formanmeister?
Tempt the customer.
That's right, Sam Zucchini. And for $19.95, it's all yours.
I don't know.
Tell the customer the product is for him.
Hey, it's got your name on it.
I thought you said it has Mark Formanmeister's name on it.
Actually, it is a hard to read whose name is on it. A very messy handwriting, but it appears to have been signed by someone, or maybe this is just the dirt on it.
Wait a minute. Is this Amy the telemarketer? Amy, is this you?
All right, it's me.
Boy, I sure would have liked to have an autographed football.
I'd hate to disappoint you. I could always sign it for you.
Nah, thanks. That's nice of you, Amy. I think I'll pass, though. But how about a song from NRBQ?
You gave me a peanut. You left me inside the cookie jar. Boy, you're really up to par. You're nice people, you are. Deserve a star. You're nice people, you are.
You're nice people, you are. You're nice people, you are. For it's nice to be around you. You're nice people, you are.
That's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
WLLO in Londonderry, New Hampshire.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,319. And click on the fun stuff icon to learn how to make beautiful autumn leaf lanterns.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. Today's special guest was Amy Helm. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Slippery shoe, which I've never had.
That climate change puts birds at risk, broadly speaking. But helping them means figuring out the nitty-gritty details of how climate events affect birds. A people-powered effort called Project Nestwatch is helping scientists put the puzzle together. Organized by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology and by Birds Canada, Volunteers for Project Nest Watch observe local nesting birds and track whether they're successful in raising their young. Because the nest-watching volunteers monitor birds over a huge area, they cover way more ground than a small team of scientists ever could. This was a big help when researchers investigated how extreme temperatures and